Good evening, class. We're now on session number 2, the second class for 5 weeks. And after just a few more weeks, you will be able to know how to read Hebrew. Our goal is to finish reading this lesson by Hanukkah. So by Hanukkah, we will be able to read. We'll be able to read Hebrew. Now, before we move on to new material,
I want to say something. You don't have to talk too loudly. You just got your voice back. I'm so happy. Please, I can hear you. Thank goodness I'm close up. I can hear you.
No problem.
You don't have to strain your voice.
You don't want me to lose my voice. Okay, no problem. Well, last week, we finished with lesson 13, which is found on page 19 in the book Reshit Bina, provided for us by the National Jewish Outreach Program. And just to see how well we remember, I have from last week my flashcards. So as I hold up the card, let's see how well we remember the sounds of these letters. I'm going to start off with a trick one. See if I can get anyone.
Silence.
Silence, that's correct. Very good. The little T. Very good. And the little P.
E.
E, very good. Excellent. Three. Eh, wow. Someone's been practicing.
Oh.
Oh. And another way of saying that?
Oh.
Oh, very good. And this letter is round to the right?
Resh.
Which is a r. Right. Very good. That's the letter. We're studying the sounds. Perfect, though. And this, right, this has a hole in the middle, the sound ha. And this one has a dent.
Duh.
Very good. And this is void of a ball.
Vuh.
Right. And this is under a vowel which is underneath the word,
silent.
Which is also silent. Very good. And this is
N.
Right. Muh. Excellent. Very good. This has a ball inside of it. Vuh. Right. And this, there's a mountain or a mound. Muh. And this is our tongue depressor. Ah. And one last trick question to see if everyone's doing well. The silent letter, exactly. So we have, those are the letters and the vowels that we saw last week. And one of the things that we did last week was I gave you homework. The homework assignment was page 19. And it says on the top of page 19, good evening, review. Which is Chazara. Now, I'm not going to check your homework this evening, but what I am going to do...
Dear Rabbi.
Wow, our class just doubled. Welcome. Lesson 13 was our homework. Now, I'm not going to check your homework today, because I'm sure you did it. But what we're going to do is we're going to continue with page 19, but we're going to read it together. We're going to read page 19 together. Our goal this evening is to only get to page 29. That's all. 10 pages. So let's look at this review on line 1, and let's say it together. Starting with line 1. Mi, ra, bi, a, ba, ra, bi. On the other side. Mi, ba, ba, e, rev, a, ba, 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 e, rev. Very good. Line two. Mi, mo, re, ha, do, mo, re. Next line. Mi, mo, ra, ha, do, da, mo, ra. Very good. We're now going to jump to line 10 because you guys did this so many times over and over throughout the week that I don't want it to just coming out of your ears already. You know this page so well because of all the homework that you did. So let's just jump down to line 10, shall we? Let's say it together. Do, di, mo, re, ev, re. Next line. Do, di, mo, re, ev, re. Line 12. Ha, do, a, mar, av, ra, ham, av, ha, am, ha, ev, re. We're going to skip the next line. But we read about this gentleman whose name is Abraham, which is what we read about in the Torah. The story of the great sage, the great father, Abraham. But in the meantime, we continue on page 20 with lesson 14. And with that said, we are going to see a new vowel. We said before, as we can see on this chart, that we've seen almost all the vowels. We've seen all of these. Now we're going to see this one. Two dots, one next to one another. And that will make the sound A. A as in snake. Okay? A as in snake. And I'm going to give you a couple extra copies in case you don't have. It's always good to have an extra copy. Okay, this will be to refer back to. Oh, you have one? Or do you need a...
I think I have.
Okay, let's just... Okay. So this is a vowel that we're going to see underneath the letters. Remember, this X is where the Hebrew letters should be on my card. Now I'm going to be putting this together with the other cards. So you're going to have to remember it. Alright? There's another way you may see those two dots with a little hook next to it. This hook, which is right here, is a helper. It's a vowel helper. Alright? And sometimes you'll say those two dots and then this hook. It's still the same sound, and what's that sound class? A. A. Okay? Fine. So, we're going to now, in addition to knowing a new vowel, the sound A, we're also going to learn a new letter. And the letter is the sound L. And it's very easy to remember that this is the sound L, because if you look at just the very top of this letter, it almost looks like the letter L. So, L. So when you see this curvy letter, just look at the top. And it'll remind you of the letter L, which is L. Okay? Alright. Now, let's begin on page 20. 20, we will begin with line 1. Okay, class, try line 1. Excellent. Very good. So I see that the class has now seen that anytime you find the two dots underneath a word, it makes the sound A. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Let's try line 6. Ha, av, o, mare, a, ha, aim. Right. And we learned last week that the words av and aim are one's parents. Ab or abla means dad or father. Aim or ima means mom or mother. Okay, class, let's continue with line 10. Ha. Does everyone see line 10 on page 20?
Yeah.
Let's try it together.
Ha,
mo, re, o, mare,
a,
ha, mo, re. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Now let's try line 12. This word we're going to read means let's do it really quickly, quickly. Let's try to read line 12 quickly, quickly, quickly. Okay? All right. Ready to do it quickly, quickly, quickly? Ma hair.
Ma
hair.
Ma
hair. What do you think ma hair means? Quickly. Ma hair. Quickly. Let's do it fast. Okay. Ma hair. It's not talking about your hair. Ma hair means quickly. Very good. Now we're going to see the next few words is the name of one of the names of God. That God is a creator. We're going to see lines 14, 15, and 16. Then we'll discuss what significance that word has to do with being a creator. Okay, let's try line 14, class. Bo,
Ray,
or Bo, Ray, Ha, Adam. Bo,
Ray,
He, Ha, Rim. Bo, Ray means a creator. In fact, if we know the certain blessings, we say that when before we eat an apple, we say a blessing.
Eight.
And ha'etz is the last word. But what are the borei pri ha'etz, which means that God borei created pri's fruits from the tree. That's what the blessing means. That's what some Jewish people do before they eat. They say a blessing to thank their borei, their creator. That God was the creator of fruit. But as we just read on the bottom of page 20, that God is the creator of or, light. God is the creator of Adam, like Adam. Adam is the way of saying Adam in Hebrew is Adam. He was also the creator of Harim. Harim are mountains. Okay, very well. Does the class have any questions up until this point? No questions. Okay. In that case, class, let's continue on page 21 with lesson number 15. Now, I kind of tricked you today because generally I will introduce a new letter only when we're up to that lesson. I introduced you a letter which we didn't do the lesson yet. We're about to do. And this was the letter which I introduced you. Does anyone remember the sound that this letter makes?
Oh, lamed.
Very good. Look, exactly. And again, the way to remember it is look at the very beginning of the top of this letter. It kind of looks like the letter L. Okay, very good. With that said, we're now going to read line 1 and line 2 on page 21, unless anyone has any further questions. Okay, class, let's continue then with line 1 on page 21. La,
la,
lo,
lo,
lay,
lay,
li, li. Very good. Let's try line 2.
Le,
le,
la,
la. Oh, okay, we'll do line 2 one more time, but you presented a very good question. On your sheet, which is in front of you, you'll see that there are these two vowels, one which kind of looks like a stick which they put into your mouth at a doctor's office, and you say, ah, If you look at this vowel, which looks like the letter T, there's different customs if you're Ashkenazic or Sephardic. According to the teachings of this program, we encourage people to learn it in the Sephardic tongue. And the way that Sephardim, which differ from the Ashkenazic Jewry, is that they say this sound and this sound is the same. So even though...
But on Ashkenazi, they would say Lua.
Yeah.
They do say it differently, yes.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to allow you, if you feel more comfortable saying the letter T based on your customs of Ashkenaz, that's fine. Yeah. However, based on my the teaching of this program, we're instructed to teach it as the tongue of Sephardim. But of course, you should feel comfortable to do it, because either way is a proper and correct pronunciation. So again, let's try line two one more time. Okay, class, let's begin. Le,
le,
la, la, lo,
le,
li,
la,
la,
le,
li. Very good. Now again, the way if you decide to say the little T differently than the way I do it, I hope that I'm not going to confuse you by saying it the Sephardi way. But nonetheless, you should do it the way you're comfortable with. You do not have to reteach yourself the way of doing it in the Sephardi, especially if you follow Ashkenazic customs. Okay, class, let's continue with question, which is a question, but it's also line 5. La, ma, la, ma, ba, mo, ri. The word lama means why. Why? Lama, why? Line 6. La, ma, ba, ha, mo, re, el, a, vi. Very good. Okay, now you'll see something very interesting. In Hebrew, it's very similar to almost every other language, but not similar to English. In English, if you're on the telephone and you're having a conversation with someone on the other line, and here I am listening to your phone conversation, it's possible, if you don't mention that person's name, that I will not know if you're speaking to a man or to a woman. Because the words that are in English, many of the words, do not take upon itself a masculine or feminine form. However, when it comes to other languages, such as Spanish, as well as Hebrew, every word in Hebrew is either zachar, which means masculine, or nekeva, feminine. Now, if you see the underline, which is between lines 6 and 7, you'll see that there's two Hebrew words. And those two Hebrew words look very similar. One of them says lomed, and the other one says lamda. One of the ways that we can tell that it's not a male or masculine word, but a feminine word, is that what we do is we add a letter at the end of that word. That letter is the letter hey, or in our class, we're using the sound ha. But remember that if the last letter of the word is this letter, the letter hey, it's silent. It's a silent sound. That's one of the most difficult rules, because we know that the letter X and Y, or the Aleph and the Ayin, are silent always, but the letter hey is not always silent. It's only silent at the end, exactly. So, but also, when you see the letter hey at the end of any word, that's usually an indicator that that word is feminine. It's feminine, okay? So that's how a lot of times we're able to change a word from a masculine form to a feminine form by simply adding the letter hey at the end of that word. Okay? For example, let's try line 8. Ha, do, da, lam, da. Now, remember, does anyone remember what my daughter would always call her uncle in Hebrew? She said, oh, he's a real cool dode. Dode. Because a dode is an uncle. So how do you say dode or an aunt? How do you, we know dode is uncle. But how do you change it from being your uncle to your aunt, or from masculine to feminine? So the way it's done is we add the letter hey at the end. So hadoda, which is the aunt, lamda. Instead of lamad, lamda, which also means learns. But the point is that by adding the letter hey at the end, and usually you'll see another thing. Not only is there a hey at the end, but the word before it, there's almost always the same vowel underneath, the little t. Okay? That's also another indicator. A little t, and then the next word, is, next letter is a hey. That usually means it's feminine. Let's continue class with line 9. Ha, mo, re, lo, made. A-ba-lo-made, which means the boy teacher teaches, and the father also does. Now watch what happens to the word lo-made when we're no longer talking about a moreh, which is a boy teacher, and we change it to a girl teacher. Ha, line 10 class, ha-mo-ra. Lam-da. So you see what happened? Because remember, in my school, we don't call the teachers Mr. or Mrs. We call them Mora or Mora Chana, Mora Ora, Mora Rivka. Mora is a teacher. And Mora, more specifically, is a woman teacher. So mora, why is it a mora? Because there's a little t and then the letter hey. But if you'd be talking about a male, you would not say lamda with the hey at the end. Let's continue with line 12. Mi lamda ha do da le a lam. Duh. Excellent. Very good. And let's, now we're going to see a very important next couple of lines on lines 14 and 15 on this page. Okay, class, let's try lines 14 and 15. Ha, el, bo, re, ha, o, lam. 15. Ha, el, bo, ri. Bo, ri. Very good. Excellent. Now we're going to learn that the first two words on lines 14 and 15, el, is actually the name of God. And there are different customs. Sometimes we'll hear words or names of God, and when they're in Hebrew, sometimes people don't just randomly say them. For example, in the blessing, before we eat bread, we say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. That's the blessing we say before we partake of bread. Now, the third and fourth words are Adonai Eloheinu. Those are God's names. Now, sometimes you'll find in a lot of Orthodox communities, people are not interested in saying God's name for no reason. And therefore, perhaps you may hear different variations. Instead of hearing the word Adonai, you might hear someone say Hashem. Instead of hearing the word Eloheinu, you might hear instead, when they're talking that way, they'll say Elokeinu. Okay? And last week, when we did the first prayer, that we did, does anyone remember the name of the prayer that we did last week? Ain Kelohenu. But just like Ain Kelohenu means there's no one like our God. You may actually hear people actually say, when they refer to this prayer, they might actually say Ain Kelohenu. Okay? It's not because they're mispronouncing, they forgot how to read that Hebrew word. It's because sometimes people don't like to say God's name. Because if it's not part of a prayer, it might not be appropriate to say. Certainly, for our class, there's nothing wrong with saying it, because that's how we learn. Okay? In fact, there's a little cute little story for you before we continue with our lesson, is that sometimes when teachers are very careful that their students do not say the names properly, and for example, if a child is preparing for his bar mitzvah, and he's about to read the Torah, and all along, whenever he said the blessings, he always said it, Hashem Elokeinu. When it comes time for his bar mitzvah, when everyone's there, and the shul's synagogue is packed, everyone comes to temple, when the boy stands up to say the bracha, very often, they say it wrong. They say, Hashem Elokeinu, which of course, they're supposed to say God's name, actually saying Adonai Eloheinu. And therefore, it's my approach, personally speaking, on an educational level, that I always teach it in a way that you should pronounce God's name. However, just be aware that, in fact, there are people that are careful not always to do so, not always to say God's name. Okay? Do we have any questions, class? Okay, with that said, we are now moving right along, turning to page 22. But of course, before we just jump to page 22, I want to make sure, class, that everyone is aware of all these letters. So let's go over up until this point what we've done up until this point. So I'm going to hold out a card and let's see if we can make the sounds. Okay, class, what is this sound? Oh, very good. Excellent. And what is this sound? Yeah. Yeah, very good. And this one?
E.
E, very good. And this one?
Oma.
Okay, very well. Excellent. And how about this one? Silent. Very good. Another silent letter.
La.
La. Right. Remember, it looks like an L. Very good. Excellent. And how about this one?
Ah,
very good.
A.
A. And this one? Ma. Very good. Okay.
Ba.
Ba. Very good. You guys are doing great.
Ma.
Ma, which is always at the
end
of a word. Very good. And this is also a silent vowel. Okay. A. Very well. Excellent.
Ba.
It's va. It's void of the ball. Va. Very good. And this one, which has a dent on the side, is a duh. Excellent. And this one, which is halfway up, huh. Very good. Right, because this one's rounded out on the right side. Very good. Excellent. And what is this?
Oh.
Oh, very well. Terrific. And this is also the same sound? Oh, terrific. And the three dots over here, what's the sound of this vowel? F. Very good. And this one? Oh, very good. Excellent. And this one? Ah, very good. And I think that's basically, that's everything we've gotten up to at this point. Terrific. Very good, class. Okay, now we're going to continue. I'm going to introduce you a new letter. You guys ready? Can you handle it? I don't know. This is getting serious. We're now going to see, in our next lesson, on our next page, on page 22, the letter Gimel, which has the sound G. G. As in good. So this, you're going to see, this is where our class gets really good. Good. And the way you can see on your chart, to remember the difference between this one which is nice and neat, there's a big gap over here. It's a big gap, okay? Gut. So when you look at this, there's a big gap. Gut over here. And this is nice and neat. Okay? But we're now learning this letter, the letter which has the sound class.
Good.
Very good. Very good. Okay. All right. You know all my tricks.
The sound of the two lines with two dots. How does it sound?
Where's that, sir?
On page 22. Good. And then you have the two dots.
Oh, the two dots, one on top of the other, is a vowel which we saw, which is what class?
Silent.
It's a silent. So all you would do is make the sound of the letter above it. Okay? Okay, terrific. Let's try line one, class. Go ahead. Excellent. That's right. Let's try line two.
Go, go, gay, go, go, doll, gay, four, gay,
gum. Excellent. Terrific. Now this next line is a very important line, because this next line we're going to see on page 22 has words in it which not only are found in the Amidah, in our Shemona Esrei, but also has something to do with the holiday that's coming up in our Jewish calendar. Okay, class, let's try line three together. Ha-ga-dol, ha-gi-bor, G-do-la-G-do-li. Terrific. Now, I think you guys are making really gadol improvement from last week. Gadol means big. So if you ever want to go to 7-Eleven and you want a big Slurpee, say gadol. I want gadol, big. We also call Hashem, God, gadol, because He is so great. And that's what we call God in our prayers. Also, you can find the word gadol, at least the first letter, on our dreidels. When we spin the dreidel on Hanukkah, there's different letters. One of them is this letter, which is Nun, which those, and there's another letter, which is this, the G. There's another letter on the dreidel, which is this one, the H. And there's another one which we haven't seen yet, which is this one. Okay? Right. But that, would you believe, Irving, you wouldn't believe this, that on the dreidel, those four letters actually correspond, that's almost an acronym, actually four words. And those words are Nes Gadol Haya Sham. Nes, miracle, but the key word here is Gadol. Small miracle? Gadol.
Big miracle.
Happened there. So therefore, on our dreidels, when we spin them, this Hanukkah, we see the letter Ga, which is a gimel, we think of the word which we just read on line 3, which is Ha-Ga-Dol, because Gadol means big, or great, huge. Okay, does anyone have any questions up until this point? Okay, let's try line 5, class. Go ahead. Excellent. Now, Gadola. Now you see, what was I teaching you, class? The difference between your Abba and your Ima. Your Abba is obviously masculine, and therefore when it talks about him being big, it's with or without the hay. What does it say in line 5? It's without the hay, because it's talking about a man. But when it talks about the aim, or your Ima, or your mother, it says Gedola, with or without the hay?
With
it, because we're talking about feminine. Excellent. Very good. Okay. It seems like you guys are getting it. What? Okay. That's what practice is about.
Yeah.
That's what practice is about. Okay, let's try line 10. Me gedola aim gedola gam ha do da gedola. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Now, I mentioned that some of the Amidah, some of our prayers, we're learning even though we don't even realize it. In line 12 are three very important words found in the first paragraph of the Amidah. So let's try line 12, shall we? Ha-el ha-gadol ha-gibor. Very good. So, and it says on the side, what does it say in English? The what? The great and mighty God. Because God is gadol. Is what? Great. God is not big because God's not physical. God is spiritual. Usually in our minds, when we think of something which is big, we think it's something which is like a large cup or a big house. But God is not big in that way. Gadol here means that he's powerful and he's great. Questions, class? Oh, wow, you guys are doing so well and you guys have no questions. I must be the greatest teacher on the planet. Wow, this is exciting. Okay. As we move on to page 23, we're now going to learn a couple more new vowels. But don't worry, they'll all have the same sound. All right? One, as you can see on page 23, it says oo, as in moon. All right? Now, if you see this card over here, there's a little dot on the bottom. Because I'll tell you something. That if you go up to me, I don't recommend that you do, but if you say, Rabbi, I don't like you, and I'm going to punch you in the stomach. And I say, oh, please don't do that. So I'm going to punch you in the stomach. And you do. When you punch me in the middle of my body, which is, remember, I'm like this little stick figure, and you punch me right in the middle, ooh! 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 That's what I think of. When I think of this letter, I think of some no-good Nick walking up to me and punching me right in my middle, right in my center. And when they do, what sound will I make,
ooh,
class?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Right, very good. Ooh, like in middle.
Does that letter have a name, or just a silent letter? I don't know
about that. Yeah, we're just going to, let's just...
silent.
Yeah, the letter itself does not have a sound. It's the vowel, the dot, which is where it is, which creates this to become a vowel, which is a really an amazing thing because we consider this sometimes as we can see on our chart, sometimes it's a letter.
It's the same.
The difference is like this. When you would see this letter Without the dot there, or the dot there, if it's just by itself and there's dots underneath it, then it's V. But if there's a dot here, it's OO. And if there's a dot up here, it's like that bowling ball that dropped on my head. And what do I say? Oh! Oh!
Oh, so it's the same letter. That's what I was wondering, the same letter or not.
It's the same letter. But just to make things, to confuse you guys a little bit, it depends where the dot is, depending on whether it's, we make that sound. Now sometimes...
It's underneath?
No. It's never under, it is not for vowels. But sometimes we can also make another O sound without this thing. Or an O sound without this thing. If you have three dots, which are diagonal dots, three diagonal dots underneath a letter, it also makes the sound oo, all right? Oo, like as in spoon. So you can almost imagine that this is like a straight spoon, that's what you're using. That's another way of saying the sound oo. But again, even though it's the same sound, the difference is you do not need this letter to be able to make the sound. This is without the letter. That's what. Okay, but it's the same sound. Does anyone have any questions? No questions. Okay. You know what that means if you don't have any questions? That means we continue on page 23. All right? Let's try to see how well we can do the oo sound, class. All right? Let's try line number one. All right? And I hope you don't scare me with the first sound that you make. Go ahead.
Boo.
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 Boo. Very good. Excellent. Okay, let's try line two. Ho, do, low, li, om, li, oo, me, do, beam. Good. Let's try line three. Rove, beam, o, lum, u, lum, ho, di, oo. Very good. Okay, let's jump down to line eight. Who? Who, a, li, ho, do, lo. Very good. Excellent. Let's move on now to page 24. On page 24, we're now going to see a little bit more of what we saw previously. Okay? Let's try. Now you'll notice that sometimes there's the two dots, one on top of the other, which is silent. And then there are the other sounds right after it. Okay? Now, for our purposes this evening, we're just going to pretend, because those two dots, one on top of the other, are silent, the focus is going to be on the other vowels. Okay? So, for example, the first three large letters will say a, ha, e. Okay? Let's try line one, shall we? A, ha, 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 a,
e,
he, e. Very good. Looking at line four. Okay, class, line four.
Elohim.
Right. Those are, again, those are different names of God. Now, once, as I told you, that you could do whatever you think is right, you should do your own thing. Whatever you want, I don't want to confuse you. I just want to make sure that you know the basic sounds, those basic sounds, without getting too confused. Okay, let's try line seven. Elohim, bo, re, ha, adam. Excellent. Very good. Let's try line 12. A name of one of my good friends. Avraham, Eved,
Elohim.
Right. And what does it say on the side? What does that mean?
Abraham is the servant of God.
He's the servant of God. Avraham, Eved, Elohim. Very good. Okay. Let's... This next line, which we're going to see, line 15, is very important because in a couple of days will be Thanksgiving. So maybe if we remember this next line, we'll be able to remember a very important thing in Hebrew about the holiday of Thanksgiving. Okay, class, let's try line 15. Ho. Ho do lo. Remember the ball on my head? Oh! Ho do lo. No, there's no dot there. So it's just the sound of the letter. So it's lo. Ho do lo. Very good. Which means give thanks unto him. We have to thank God. Okay. Terrific. Now we're going to see two new letters. And the two letters are the last letters in the alphabet. Okay? That's what we're going to see today. The last two letters in the alphabet. Now, on this chart, they're not the last two letters, but you can see they look very much the same, except there's a little dot right there. No dot there. Now, if you look on your chart, it says, looks like big toes, because this makes, with the dot, the sound ta, and this is s. Toe. So if you would be a word, it would be toes, toes. But the way that my wife taught me to remember this letter is that if you would kind of imagine that this is a person's tummy, right? So in the middle of the tummy is a belly button, right? So if you think of a tummy, this one is the tummy because it has a belly button. So this is ta. And this one is without, it's s, okay? Ta, s, okay? Now, what I also just did was, if you would look over here on your chart, this is the other difference between Ashkenazic Jews and Sephardic Jews. I just taught you the way that it's said by Ashkenaz, that this is sa and this is ta. Can I tell you something amazing about the Sephardim? The Sephardic, the way Sephardim read Hebrew, if someone would ask me, is it harder to speak Hebrew Ashkenaz, or is it harder to teach, to learn it, and to speak it Sephard? 100% it's easier to speak and read Hebrew Sephard. Why? I'll give you two reasons. One reason we already learned, because someone in the class, I can't remember who it was, asked a beautiful question. And that question was, what is this sound, the little T? So Sephardim make it easy for themselves and say both of them are ah. Well, guess what the Sephardim also do? They don't care if the tummy has a belly button. They look at both of the letters and they say both of them are tuh, tuh. Even without a dot, they will read this letter the same as this letter. Sephardim do not differentiate between the tuh or this one. They consider both of them the same sound. So the way I will teach it will be the way that it's being taught throughout many Jewish community day schools and yeshivot, right? For example, you've heard of yeshivas, right? That's, yeshiva is singular. Yeshivas, but that's not how Sephardim call it. They call it yeshivot. Yeshivot. Okay? Not yeshivas, yeshivot. And you'll never hear this letter being pronounced other than T. You guys with me? Okay, great. Terrific. And it's so early in the morning. You guys are still, you just woke up. You guys are doing great. All right. Actually, it's very late, and you guys are really paying tremendous attention. I'm very proud of you. Okay. Let's try page 25. Let's try line 1 on page 25. Okay, class, let's begin. Ta. Very good. Line 2. Excellent. Line 3, please. Excellent. Line 4, please. Can you imagine that on line 4, you guys all read so beautiful the first two words, which is what I used to be called by me going to a school, not to a yeshiva, but they used to call Sunday school Talmud Torah. Ever heard of that? Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, that's what you just read. Talmud Torah Talmidi. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Let's move on to line 11. Everyone see line 11? Ta hu Elo hey Avraham. Very good. And if you look in the box, let's try to read those two words in the box. Torah Ora. There's a song like that. Torah Ora, Torah Ora. It's also, believe it or not, a name of a school.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
You've heard of that school?
I went there and did it once.
You've heard of the school Torah Ora?
Yeah.
It's a school which is actually in Israel, in Jerusalem, in a very religious community called Makersdorf. And Torah Ora is most famous for a great rabbi, his name is Rav Scheinberg, that one of the things that he does is it's customary for men to wear the tallit, and also a tallit underneath their garments, called a tallit katan, or tzitzit. Now this rabbi would wear hundreds of tzitzit, so much so that he looks like he's, you know, he's very large, but it's really because he's wearing so many tzitzit. And that he is the dean, or the head of this school called Torah Ora. Why would he name a school Torah Ora? So we know that, what does Torah Ora mean? Torah is, what does it say? Torah, Ora. Torah is light. That's the name of his school. Come to my school and you'll be enlightened. So, that's the name of the school. Okay. Questions, class? Okay, let's move on to the next page, page 26. On page 26, you will see a little dot that's missing. However, and you'll see on the top of page 26, it says that there's a difference between the Sephardic and the Ashkenazic pronunciations. Okay? Now again, the way that we're going to be learning it is the Sephardic way. Even though the synagogue that I'm currently affiliated with is Ashkenaz, we pray Ashkenaz. However, in modern Hebrew, it's generally taught Sephardic. Okay? So, again, class, whatever you're comfortable with, if you wanted, how would you feel more comfortable? You want to say it in the Ashkenazic way? Is that something you feel more comfortable with? Okay.
All the shuls I go to are Ashkenaz.
Yes, that's there actually is in the community that I live in, called Bell Harbor, New York. There actually is a Sephardic synagogue. There is one, only a few blocks away from where I'm giving this very large lecture as we speak. Okay, so in that case, let us break the rules. I'm going to break the rules, and I hope the people at this organization are not going to get too angry. But we'll learn it in Ashkenazic form, which means it'll be so. Okay? All right, class, let's try line one. So, sa, so, si,
ti,
te, ta, si.
Oh, si again.
Hey, you're trying to be Sephardic on us? Let's try line two now, class.
Line two?
Yes, let's try line two. Ta,
sa,
se,
se,
si, so. Very well. Let's try line three. So, su, so, si. Excellent. Let's try line four. To-ra-si. Good. Let's try line six. To-ras-e-ms. To-ra-si. Very good. Toras MS, you said. Do you know what the word MS? MS means truth. Very good, very good. Toras MS, Torasi is my Torah. My Torah is MS, is truth. Okay? Now again, if we'd be learning it Sephard, don't say it with me, but this is how line six would sound. Torat Emet Torati. Okay, but Ashkenaz, you beautifully read as Toras MS Torasi. Okay, very good. Let's try line 11. Ha Mo Ra O Me Res Ha Torah Toras. Mess. Very good. Let's try the box again. Let's see the box, which is underneath line 13. Ha to ra to ras mess. Very good. The Torah is true. The Torah is MS. Beautiful. Very good. Okay. Terrific. Now, before we get to line to page 27, because we are moving and grooving, let's go over these letters one more time because we are really learning a tremendous amount in a very short span of time. So I want to make sure that we do not jump the gun. Okay? So let's go through these sounds together one more time. We're going to do the next three pages, introducing you to some couple of new letters, two new letters, which will be we're going to see two more letters today. And then we'll go over these cards again, and then I'll give you your homework assignment, and that'll be the evening. Okay? All right. Let's do these sounds together. If everyone could please give me your undivided attention. Okay. What is this sound, class? Huh. Very good. Ruh. Very good. Oh.
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 Eh.
E.
E.
Ah.
Su.
Tu.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good.
Silent. Silence in the class. Look. Ah. Ah.
A.
M. Book. Very good.
Silent.
A.
V.
Good.
Duh.
That's it. You guys are on the ball. Very, very impressed. Okay. With that said, let's see page 27. Now, on page 27 are my two favorite letters. Page 27. Does everyone see where we are, class? Page 27 have my two favorite letters. Shin and Sin, you said, right? The question is, how do we remember which is the sh sound and which one is the s sound? You have to look at where the dots are. So if you look at this letter, which is right here, this is my favorite letter because the dot is on which side? The left. Because even though you might disagree, how many people in this class this evening are lefties? Wow, a lot of people are lefties out in this classroom.
Yeah.
You should know it's no sin to be a lefty. It's no sin to be a lefty. So when you look at the dot on the left, you think of your teacher, the rabbi, and you remember that he's a lefty, and you say, it's no sin to be a lefty. Now this one I don't like so much, because how do you know that the dot is on the right? The sh sound is on the right? It's because she is always right. She is always right. I don't like that one so much. I'm going to try to think of my own. She is always right, and it's no sin
to be a lefty.
She is always right. It's no sin to be a lefty. Okay? That's how we remember those sounds. Okay? Let's try, first of all, page 27. Page 27 is going to be the sh sound, which means the dot will be always on this page on the right side. Okay? Let's try line one, class. Sha. She. Excellent. Very good. Now we're going to see a couple of other very important words using this very important letter. Okay, let's try line four. This first word is a person's name, perhaps one of the greatest men who ever lived in Jewish history. Moshe Shomer Shabbos Teshuvah. Let's try line four one more time, class. Moshe Shomer Shabbos Teshuvah. Okay, and perhaps the most famous Hebrew words is line five. Okay, let's try line five. Shabbos, Shalom. That's Shabbat Shalom is Sephardic. But you can certainly say Shabbat. You can say Shabbat Shalom if you want. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is Shabbos. Shabbos or Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Okay? Very good. And now we also learned that Moshe is also with that word. Okay, let's continue with line 13. Shalom. Sheli. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Terrific. Let's turn to page 29. Gee, I wonder why I'm skipping page 28. Maybe that's going to be homework. I don't know. Why are you asking me that question? Well, we'll find out. Okay. Page 29. Remember, it's no sin to be a lefty. Okay? Let's try line one. You'll notice on this page, just to make it a little more hard, some of the dots will be on the left side, which will be on the first line. All the dots will be on the left side. So let's try it together. Line one, class. Saw, say, see, sew. Excellent. Now it gets a little bit more confusing because when we read Hebrew, there's going to be some words with the dot on the left, sometimes on the right. Let's try line two. See, sue, moo, sha, ma, seem, see, me, sa, va, she, va. Excellent. Very good. Let's try line sheva, right, which is a number seven. Let's try line four, which is the name of, the first word is the name of a girl. Sa-ra-sha-ra. Okay? Let's try line five, and then after we do that, we're also going to translate line five. Okay? Let's try line five, class. Sa-ha-i-sha-shel-av. Because who was Abraham or Abraham's wife?
Sarah.
That's what you read. Sarah is Isha, is the wife of Abraham. Very good. Okay. Let's try line seven. Imagine that Abraham was coming home on a Friday night to meet his wife, Sarah. So what would he say? What would he omer? What would he say? Let's try line seven. Av. Line 7. Avra. O. Mer. Sha. 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 Lom. Sarah. He walked in. He said, Shabbat Shalom. Sarah. That's what he said. Shabbat Shalom. Very good. And now, hopefully, what will his wife say back to him? Let's try line 8.
Sarah.
Omer. Omeres. Sha. Sha. Av. Ra. Abraham. So Sarah said back to her husband the same beautiful greeting. He said, Shabbat Shalom. Very good. Line 11. Avraham Shar Shabbos Shalom Sarah Sheli. Very good. And you'll see in the box the name of a Siddur that some people pray with. The name of that Siddur is called Sim Shalom, which means grant peace. Sim Shalom. Okay. Very good. Now, on page 28, as we're coming toward the end of today's session, okay, because our session so far has been 1 hour and 12 minutes or so, okay, believe it or not, time just flies when you're having fun, but you'll notice on page 28, which I'd like for you to be able to spend about 15 minutes a day to practice, okay, if you're able to do so, can see on page 28, line 1, alright? And you'll notice before we read line 1 that from the lines 2 through 8, there's a line in between it, okay? Because in addition for you to read over this page 28 at least once a day, is you'll notice on one side are boys and one side are women or girls. So if you look on line one says, let's read that with me, class. Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos means someone who keeps Shabbos. Someone who's Shabbos observant is called, oh, are you Shomer Shabbos? Are you Shomer Shabbos? Do you observe the Shabbos? Now that's what you would say if you're speaking to a boy. But if you're speaking to a woman, you say the part which is also in line one, but to the left of it, which is Shomeres Shabbos. Okay? That's another thing which shows that it's not a boy, but it's a girl. Sometimes instead of a hey, we add the s at the end. Okay? So I'd like for you to be able to go through that class for homework. And before we do go, I'm going to just do my flashcards one more time, and then I'm going to say shalom to you, okay? Let us look one last time at these cards and see how well we remember them. After our second week. Okay, class, let's try it again. Rav, very good. Very good. Ta. U. See the gap there? Good. Gap. Yes. These are all two silent letters there. Look. See the L? Okay, good. Excellent. A. Very good. Excellent. Ba. silent vowel.
A.
A. V. Very good. Excellent. See the dent? Duh. Duh. This is nice and neat. Nuh. Nuh. Because it's on which side? It's on the left. It's not a sin to be a lefty. She's never right. And I'm going to change because she's never right. Ha. And that brings us back to Ruh. Very good. Excellent class. We have finished two beautiful sessions. And we look forward to seeing every single one of you next Tuesday. We're going to be having, believe it or not, a much larger class. There's a few people that unfortunately were absent, and a few people, are, believe it or not, are going to be starting the session a couple weeks late because they were away. But we are anticipating a much larger class. So please come early so that we'll have your seats reserved. And again, Hanukkah is coming. Hanukkah is coming in only a few weeks. And it will be our goal that in just a matter of 5 weeks, you will be able to read Hebrew. Thank you very much. And I say to you all, Shalom.